Hey folks, I'm Faye, your forefront host of Flourish from Failures. Welcome. In this podcast, we talk about how we flutter from failure to failure to finally flourishing while leaving footprints and fingerprints in people's hearts and lives. And without further fluff, let's flow. I have so many things I wanted to do in life, and I feel like I'm very overwhelmed about each and every one of them, because I want them all to take off. I get it. You know, at times, we badly wanted everything to be done and take off, but we also have to take note that we need to take things low and keep things at bay. Otherwise, we are going to burn out. And we are going to be more productive if we focus on one thing at a time only. I'm going to take myself for an example, okay? So I am doing this podcast. Apart from that, I also am doing live streams on a daily basis, at least from Mondays through Fridays, on a certain streaming platform. And I also have to do my work. I have to do all the obligations that I have for myself. And then I also have these habits that I want to get into my system. So if you will only imagine that, I haven't said everything yet, okay? If you will only imagine that, it would already feel very overwhelming. Just listening to the list of tasks that I have for myself, I would have to tell you, it's never ending. Allocate a time for everything you want to happen and improve on your life. If you want to be fit, for example, go ahead and take a certain time of the day for you to be able to put in some work that has to do with fitness. It could be getting a gym membership. It could be walking, going to and from work. It could be changing up your eating habits. If you want to earn extra income, set up some time in your day to go ahead and research. Utilize the information that is made available for everybody, but you have to find a certain time to do that. If you want to eat healthily, choose a day of the week on when you are going to prepare your meals, and maybe another day to do your groceries. Instead of ordering from fast food chains and having them instantly delivered to the comfort of your home. If you want to be a good parent, then sit down and give your kids time. Set up a schedule. Make out your day. Start from the moment when you first opened your eyes up until you wind down to sleep. Set up a schedule for each and every single thing, whether it's brushing your teeth, whether it's combing your hair, whether it's doing your skincare, whether it's tidying up your room. You have to be able to have a schedule for each and every one of those because you want to focus on one thing at a time as opposed to doing, three things altogether. I'll give you an example. At 5 a.m., you wake up, you pray, you meditate, you journal, and then at 6 o'clock, you work out. And then at 7, you prepare for work. From 8 o'clock up until 2 p.m., you do deep work, and then you probably head home at around 2 to 3 p.m. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., you build your business. You cook healthy foods by 6 p.m. You make dinner time your family time at the very least, and then spend quality time for yourself, for your family, for your friends on the weekends. This is your road to greatness. Be good at one thing one day at a time. You have to practice it. Every single one of it. But the main purpose of this is that so you can be good. Only at one thing at a certain point in time. That you're able to focus and practice only one thing at a certain given time. If you need some help, I have a habit calendar that you can take advantage of. Just head on to my website and you can check the freebie section and you can just download it and have it printed out. You can list down all the things that you want to focus on and then you can just tick it off. For every single day, you can tick it off. It doesn't matter if you only want to do it on the weekdays or on the weekends. It's up to you. I even have a section where you can put in the time beside the habit that you want to focus on. So go ahead and do that. In the end, I believe you can sweep it all up. You can master each and every one of the things that you want to focus on. And I'm rooting for you in that. Please root for me too. Thanks for listening to Flourish from Failures. I hope you got something out of this. And if you guys enjoyed coming along in today's journey, consider to follow, like, or subscribe if you haven't already. This has been Faye. Hope you flutter by again in the next episode, Ready to Flourish from Failures.